Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Mark Cabali in studio till the top of the hour and probably a few minutes after. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. The big boy, I think, wants to talk about Mike Tomlin's answer yesterday when a mystery guest asked him about the fire Tomlin chance. First, I'll tell you, Dr. Cabali brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Happy with your current sports uniform? Unhappy with limits? What is this supposed to read? Unhappy with your current sports? Right?
I guess. I gave you what was given to me.
It should say unhappy with your current sports uniform provider. Give Keystone Custom Apparel a try in 2026. Instead, it says happy with your current sports uniform provider. If they were happy, then why would they go to Keystone Custom
Apparel?
Because
they could be happier with Keystone Custom Apparel.
Unbelievable.
They made the pony t-shirts. Remember the wanted for bad sports opinions?
It's an unbelievable
shirt place.
So if you're unhappy with your current sports uniform provider, or maybe even if you are, give Keystone Custom Apparel a try. Do you think, big boy, that he's sabotaging this?
I think so. He's going after your job.
Joe,
exactly.
I like the people
That's
at Keystone
exactly
Custom Apparel.
Right.
Why would I give them a bad read?
Bob,
I just copied what was
this?
There.
I think he wants
sabotage.
My job.
I think he wants your job.
I think he wants a seat on this table.
This is going to be the intern Dom and Limits show here in about a year if he has his way. All right. Do we have the mystery guest yesterday asking Tomlin that question?
Mike, you talk a lot about frustration, and you have said you understand the fans' frustration. What is it like for you personally when they're calling for you to go?
You know, in general, I agree with them. And from this perspective, football is our game. We're in the sport entertainment business. And so if you root for the Steelers, entertaining them is winning. And so when you're not winning, it's not entertaining. And if you've been in this business, you understand that. And so I respect it. I share frustrations. I understand what makes this thing go, and winning is what makes this thing go.
Big boy, your thoughts?
I don't think he answered the wrong question there. I think he answered about frustration, and at some point, you know, I'm frustrated too, so I share your sentiments. If that's what it is, it made sense. If he was talking about what's it like people calling for your job, not so much the words, but maybe I'm reading too much into this. That little grin, that little smirk, like, yeah, I'm losing my job. Okay. I thought it was a little bit patronizing.
I didn't see it. I only heard it.
That's how it came across to me. It's like, I'm not losing my job.
I think he was going to avoid that part of it. Yeah. But he then talked about just the frustration level of fans. And he used it in that context, which was a good answer, actually. But
if he does feel, Bob, like he's not going to lose his job, who could blame him?
Yeah, I mean, he's had it for a long time.
Look at him. He's saying, okay, things haven't gone as planned. But we're 6-6 and still have a chance to win the division title. And you want to fire me? That's what I would think that he's going through his mind.
I think a lot of coaches probably feel that way. I was talking to a friend of mine who lives down in Baltimore, and the heat on Harbaugh has been there similarly, because they haven't done a lot with Lamar Jackson as their quarterback in the postseason. It's the same narrative, really. If you listen to their media down there and the people call into their shows, it's just the way it is. All these coaches, I've often said that, like Harbaugh and Mike and Mike McCarthy and who else? Sean Payton. They're all the same kind of, resumes. Pick one. If you had a blind pick, who is it? It could be the same person. Just hard to win. But at least in their case, they've had a two-time MVP as their quarterback, and of all the positions you need to hit on, they've hit on that position, and yet they haven't had the success for it. So both, you're always going to hear criticism. Just the way it is.
Yeah, but at least he has an excuse, Harbaugh. I mean,
what's his excuse?
The quarterback's nowhere near being healthy.
I'm talking about had healthy Lamar, two-time MVP of the league, and yet they didn't go far in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, they have won a playoff game in three of the last five seasons.
I understand that,
and went to an AFC title
when
game.
You have
That's a lot
like
different
that,
than here.
I understand that, but when you have a guy like that, your expectations should be higher. If you had a two-time MVP here in Pittsburgh. And that's one of the things about Mike Tomlin's career. He had Ben Roethlisberger for all those years, and they never end up getting deeper in the postseason.
Because they didn't identify a quarterback like the Ravens did Lamar. So credit to them for that, too, getting him and then
developing
him.
And they had a chance,
him.
By the way. Dude, the Steelers could have drafted Lamar. He was in the first round. Now, who did they pick that year, Mark? They picked somebody other than him. And,
T.J. Watt.
No. Let me find out. What year was that?
I don't remember, Bob.
I'll find out.
Are the Steelers going to win this weekend?
I don't think so. I would never pick them. They might win, but I would never pick them.
You seen the Ravens play lately?
Yeah, the Ravens. The Ravens have stunk for the past 5 weeks, 6 weeks. I mean, it just finally caught up to them against Cincinnati, where that game should have been a lot worse than what it was, but they haven't played well whatsoever. You think about Baltimore. Do you remember back in the summer and the spring? They just was bringing big names after big names after big names, and you're like, how in the world is anybody going to compete with these guys? So they have to be upset in Baltimore of how this has turned out.
And the answer is Terrell Edmonds. Same year that the Steelers picked him, Lamar Jackson, I think, was on the board.
Four picks earlier.
So
they took Terrell Edmonds.
In 2018, everybody knew we're getting to the end of Ben's regime here, right? Ben's time in Pittsburgh. They could have made that play, but they chose Terrell Edmonds.
What is wrong with their analysis of defensive backs? They take Terrell Edmonds, four picks before Lamar Jackson.
Just go all the way back to the Curtis Browns and the they traded for the Justin Gilbert. You remember that one?
Yes.
I mean,
how about the guy who never played
Cortez
here?
Cortez Allen, and they gave him some money.
Who was the guy who was a second round pick? He never played here because he was always injured.
Senquez Golson.
Senquez Golson.
Yes.
By the way, was that the best ever draft for quarterbacks?
18?
I mean, 83. We obviously know there's a documentary on it, but I'll say this. Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Sam Darnold.
You feel bad for the guy that got Josh Rosen. Is he in that one?
Yeah, and Mason Rudolph, Bob. That clinches it. The Steelers had a first-round grade on him. Do you remember?
But they could have had Lamar. I remember.
According to Kabbali, he's better than all the others combined from that draft. Josh Allen, Lamar, and Baker.
Baker's the guy who was available. That's the other part of this. If you don't draft well, there were obvious guys out there who could have been signed, and they didn't want to, the guys like Baker. Baker was available
for
everyone.
With Baker, there's about six teams that decided not to sign on him.
From
the Rams to the Panthers to the Browns.
How does this play out next year? Hold on one sec. Cloudy today, high of 33. Frenchie Fuqua, a low of 27. Glenn Edwards, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Before I ask you about the quarterback playing out, LC Greenwood down to a cast of three with Roger Craig and Ken Anderson. Does he finally get in posthumously?
See, this was LC Greenwood's before my time. So I've obviously never seen him play live. I just know the stats. But those other two guys, or especially Roger Craig, was during my heyday.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's Jim Kernelberg.
Who's that guy behind you? Limits. Jim Colony?
Jim Colony is here.
Just walks in and munches on
pizza.
He smelled
the pizza all the way from where he was, and
he
decided to make that drive.
Come on in, Jim. Say hello.
Go ahead. What do you think retired guys do, Joe? They smell free pizza and they go after
it. This is going to be you. It's going to be you in 5-10 years.
Maybe sooner. He's just wandering around, picking up pizza, checking the schedule. What is he doing?
It's free pizza. Jimbo's going to be here.
Hi, Jim.
Did I have to hit my microphone?
Yeah. It's on.
Yes, Ron.
It's on.
Okay. I got it.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, Ron.
everything good?
Yeah, I'm good. Well, I'm in because I haven't done... I was in with Jeff the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I was able to log on with his stuff. But the last time I had to log on by myself was, what, last March?
You're going
to
be on during the holidays here?
I'll be on Saturday from 9 to 11, the Pont pregame show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Are you on this Saturday? Yeah.
Do you miss Kabali? Did you guys have any sort of meaningful relationship?
Oh, Jimbo is very interesting follow on social media.
No, I don't really do much of anything anymore. Oh, on Facebook every now and again I do. I haven't posted anything incendiary, but I'm thinking about it because it's been a while. I don't do much on Twitter anymore. Yeah. I think like the last thing I did on Twitter was after I watched Cincinnati. Wait a minute. No, the Jets. They were playing a game against the week after the Steelers, and it was very similar in terms of nobody could stop anybody. And yet somehow at the end of the game, the Jets actually did what the Steelers' defense failed to do the week before. And then, of course, we've seen many failures from the Steelers' defense lately.
All right. Now that you're here, all five of us get to pick this.
Oh, boy.
The 2026 opening day Steelers quarterback. I'll go first.
I'll
then
pass.
We'll go Limits.
You know mine is.
Limits, Kabali, Bob, and Jim. I have an unbelievable choice here. I think their opening day quarterback is going to be Joe Flacco. Limits?
I think it's going to be Mason Rudolph with a rookie first round pick. Waiting in the wings for Mason to struggle after four games and it be like a Trubisky to Pickett situation.
Big boy?
I'm going out on a limb and say it's going to be Brett
Favre.
Mason Rudolph III.
Mason Rudolph?
Brett Mason Rudolph III.
I thought he was going to say Brett Favre. We could do Brett, the whole Packers
His real first name's Brett, so Brett Rudolph.
They could bring in Bart Starr in a couple of years and complete
the triumvirate.
Are we assuming
they're going to draft somebody in the first round? Is that the assumption?
Bob, Who's going to be their starting quarterback again, next year in game one?
If they're going to draft one, he's not going to start.
But they're not going to start him.
If they're going to draft one in the first round, you don't start him.
No, they won't. They didn't with Pickett.
Fernando Mendoza.
Some guys have done that. No, they're not going to be up there. Will Howard. That's your money.
Wow.
Oh, Lemons is getting mad.
Will Howard.
I mean, you're playing a game and you have Joe Flacco. What am I supposed to do? What kind of question is that?
You just came in from the top rope like Benzie at a Tomlin news conference.
I asked you, first of all, if they draft a quarterback in the first round, he will be the starter, in my view.
Week one.
Yes.
All right.
And if it's not, then what else do you do? Do you bring in a free agent again? Who else is going to be out there?
With the current regime, they're not going to.
Who's it going to be,
They're not going to start a rookie.
They're not going to say
I was
going to
say, I was actually going to go but where Bob went. I'm trying to think of who's a backup quarterback on a team in the NFL right now that might be available because
Kyler Murray.
That's kind of a
ooh. That's an interesting one.
Well, he'd be like Justin Fields 2.0 because right?
He could play for the Buccas during the summer.
Yeah, you know,
he'd
can
fit
he hit?
Right in. No.
Can he hit?
That's why he'll bat leadoff.
He couldn't hit. I'm trying to think of the last bad leadoff hitter they've had. Oh, wait a minute. Whoever it was last year. I just think, can I just go blanket? It's going to be some guy. It's going to be an NFL journeyman who is not on the roster right now. And Kyler Murray, I guess, doesn't qualify
Kyler Murray's
as a journeyman.
A nice pick. What about Flacco?
I think even he's too old. I can't see Rodgers coming back based on what's going on right now.
No.
I can't either.
Can I just weigh in on Ben's comments? I do like listening to Ben.
Ben's comments
about the going rogue.
He either said that Rodgers went rogue or that Artie and Tomlin said just call the game yourself. It was hard to tell which.
Well, I thought one of the advantages to bringing Rodgers in, like I thought it was with Russell Wilson last year, is that he'd just do what he wanted to do because he's got enough experience. You get behind center, whether it's under center, whatever, and you look over the defense, and if you don't like what the play has been called into your headset, you check out of it and go into something that you know is going to or you are confident it's going to work based on all the years of experience you've had in the league.
Yeah.
And Rodgers, to me, hasn't really done that so far.
If he did go rogue
and they finally started moving the ball, even though it was probably too late.
Let him go rogue again?
Why does that account to handing the ball to Kenneth Gainwell on 4th and 2? On 4th down?
Not to mention 3rd and 9.
Well, that as well. Oh, but
what are they doing, Kabali?
Don't forget, Joe, if they had blocked everybody, we wouldn't be talking about this.
Wait, one other quick question because we have to go and Limits is freaking out. Give me a yes or a no. T.J. Watt has lost a step. Yes.
Yes.
No. Maybe a half a step.
Yes.
And his mind. Yes.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.